Northumberland County is strengthening its relationship with area First Nations through staff training of Williams Treaties, cultural awareness, and protocols. In May, approximately 160 county staff participated in 4 training sessions at Trent University's House of Learning in collaboration with the Alderville First Nation. Scott Berry, a communications officer with the county, stated staff participated in a blanket exercise which allowed for reflection of relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. Cultural practices such as smudging and how to offer tobacco were also demonstrated. At the end of each training session, Berry says a talking circle was conducted for staff to share their experiences.
Many shared that it was very impactful training, some of the most impactful training they had. They went home to share that with family, they've shared it with colleagues, they've shared it with community members as well. So there's some nice effort on that front.
Aside from staff training, the county is reinforcing its partnerships with First Nations on capital projects. Berry explains that the county is following each First Nations consultation and engagement protocols, which may identify potential environmental and cultural impacts on Indigenous rights. Over the past 2 years, such collaboration has enhanced employee First Nations relations on specific construction projects where staff are receiving guidance on archaeological digs.
We also have a number of letters of agreement in place with these nations, which they're providing Indigenous trained monitors for a couple of our projects, for 473, for Burnley Bridge, where they're physically on site when we're excavating dirt or in disturbed lands, where they're there to help aid and guide us in our archaeological assessments as well.
A major project between the county and the Alderville First Nation will be the installation of rural fiber optic cables this year. Berry says they are working with Chief and Council on how best to complete this project. Berry says he expects more training and relationship building opportunities in the future. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.